This podcast replay is brought to you by Caneswear.com. For all your Canes, Dolphins, and Heat needs, visit them at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Free shipping with online orders over $99. Go to Caneswear.com at Miami Fanwear. That's the spot where South Florida fans shop.
I started off the show by commending Manny Diaz and the University of Miami football program. The Avante Williams situation, if true, which obviously they must have done some kind of diligence on their own to find out the facts of all of this. But I give them, I know it's not an easy decision, but it was the right message sent.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oh, I think, you know, anytime you have a situation with domestic violence, a man hitting a woman, pushing a woman, whatever the circumstance is, you have to do the right thing. And in this case, Avante Williams was living with his girlfriend or ex-girlfriend here for the past 4 months here in South Florida. And according to the arrest affidavit, you know, which I got my hands on around 8 o'clock in the morning, right when the PIO office at Miami-Dade opened, you know, the details in there weren't pretty. The way he was treating her, shoving her to the ground, the fact that, you know, they had to take her to the hospital by ambulance. And so it's an ugly situation. And I think Manny Diaz did what a coach had to do, which was to part ways with Avante. You know, obviously, whatever happens in his personal life, whatever's going on in his personal life, you know, when it gets to a situation like that and everybody knows what happened and it's public record, there's nowhere to hide, right? And so I think he did the right thing.
I know that they've got 19 of 21 returning starters. So there's a lot of experience, and I totally understand it. So give me something from left field. Give me a true freshman that could make an impact, that could crack, could get some playing time, a guy that all Canes fans will be watching this season.
Well, I think in light of what just happened with Avante Williams, you got to think James Williams. That you're talking about true freshman. I think that's a guy that without question now will be seen very much on special teams, on kick return, punt return, going down there, flying, knocking guys out the way Sean Taylor used to be. I think, you know, this kid is very, very talented. He's one of the most elite safeties I've seen coming out. To me, he's a kid that should probably be playing defensive end and being Javon Curse and just let him go crazy on offensive tackles because he's 6'5", and he's already 220-something pounds. But I think, you know, this is a kid that as the season goes on, whatever way Miami decides to utilize him, whether they put him in the box and they say, hey, go rush the quarterback or, you know, stand there and hit the running back. He's a guy that I think is going to make an impact. You'll see it first on special teams, but I think by the end of the season, you'll definitely see it. And then I think, you know, you look at the tight end position, it's a position where you have Will Mallory, but you also have a couple of other guys that are unproven. So I think you could see this kid, Elijah Arroyo, kind of start to catch some balls as the season goes on. I think that's just sort of a natural spot, you know, where you look at Red Lashley's offense, you say, who's going to get opportunities? I could see that kid, even though he was hurt in the spring, everything I heard about him was he was ready to go, going to be a valuable weapon in the passing game. So I think you'll see him in spots as well. You know, there's a couple freshmen in this class at the receiver position, Romello Brinson, that if they really come along, they might get a couple catches, you know, by the end of the season. But this is a very senior laden team. You mentioned 19 to 21 starters. I think it's going to be mostly the veterans. And I forgot one more, Jose Borregales' little brother, Andres. He is going to be, of all the freshmen, he will probably – He will make the biggest impact because he will be kicking big time field goals and being involved in kickoffs and whatnot. He will be the guy more than anybody else you'll see. But I think James from a offensive defensive perspective, I'd say James Williams went up after what happened to Avante Williams and Elijah Arroyo. And I know Leonard Taylor is another guy, defensive tackle. But I think, you know, that's a position where you have Nessa Silvera, you got John Ford, you got other guys. He might just come in on third downs and help out a little bit. But I think James Williams has probably moved up the ladder.